it's time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Will.
Hello, Hug.
And sitting in for Jay today.
Yes.
The amazing, blazing, crowd-pleasing, dynamic, electrifying, floor general, hammer impersonating, joke-killing, loquacious mofo negro with more money than Ocho, Mr. Pilates and Papadol, Mr. Quad on the set, the brother man who gives the fans the running man and sweat up a suit like it's a ShamWow towel, undeniable style, one-man Wu-Tang Clan, he's the one and only,
whoa,
the Rodney Perry.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wow, man, that's
wow,
awesome,
what an
man.
Intro.
It's the Huckster. Word.
Not that I'm on your cashews and nothing. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, I appreciate it. That's a blessing, man. Only taking it the right way.
Sybil, did I hear the Rodney Perry earlier in the show talking about Lovey and inviting Tom over to y'all Chicago Bears?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hold on. But Rodney Perry don't know about Tom's resume?
Uh-uh, he doesn't know.
Tom's the jaundiced jinx.
I am not.
The jaundiced slap rock. When Brother Beige gets on the team's bandwagon, your team starts sagging. And Chicago Bears was on a winning streak, Silver.
Yes.
They beat the Colts 41-21.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
And they played Green Bay tonight.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
With quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And Tom on the Bears bandwagon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a discount double check right there.
Oh.
Lovey's going to be looking for a job in Chicago like James Evans. You hear me? Messing with Tom. So the Rodney Perry don't know how real this is.
He doesn't know.
Tom jumped on the Skins bandwagon. We start losing. He jumped on the Eagles bandwagon. And Mike Vick's ribs start bruising.
Oh.
Why you think Chad Johnson got cut from the Dolphins in 5-for-3-8-1? The jaundiced jinx.
That's
what he is.
And speaking of Chad Johnson, he's formally being charged with one count of misdemeanor domestic battery. Y'all hear that?
Wow.
For that assault with a deadly weapon. He faces up to 1 year in jail, and it's a good thing he got that tattoo of Evelyn on his leg before he went to jail, because y'all know how them jail tattoo artists would be. Mm-mm, they would have had Evelyn looking like Scottie Pippen. Speaking of X Factor, did y'all remember when singer Seal and Heidi Klum were getting a divorce and Seal said she was sleeping with the bodyguard?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Heidi Klum stamped it on the Katie Couric show. That Seal wasn't squealing for nothing. But Heidi said she didn't start humping her bodyguard until after the divorce.
That's Seal.
That's my seal. That's my seal at first day.
I like it.
Simple, you know what they say? Once you go black,
uh-huh,
you'll start sleeping with the guy who watch your back. I heard Seal so upset he's not sealing the deal anymore with his wife. And now that the bodyguard is hitting it, open Gangnam Style.
Oh, my God.
I heard Seal is working on a new song and dedicating it to his wife right as we speak.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's remaking Cab Calloway. Howdy, 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 oh.